Man of the year, man of the year, man of the year.
Welcome to the number one friendship podcast in the country. I'm Matt Ritter.
I'm Aaron Cairo.
Guys, please go to manoftheyearpodcast.com. Check out our merch. Go to our YouTube page. We do really funny videos. You can see our beautiful faces.
So I was talking to our mutual buddy, Mike, who we call best friend Mike, if you recall, because my parents are like, which one is Mike again? I'm like, he's one of my best friends. And I just call him best friend Mike.
And he took you to get your...
Oh, my colonoscopy. Yeah. Yes. I was like, what the fuck is he talking about? Yes, he did pick me up, which is huge, huge friend thing. Yeah. So a couple of weeks ago, we were talking and he goes, what are you up to this weekend? You want to get together? And I go, no.
Oof. Was there any like reasoning behind that or just no?
I just didn't want to do anything.
No, but did you say anything or you just said no?
No, I think I was like, nah, I'm just going to lay low. Uh-huh. And that's it. I wasn't like, okay. I didn't say anything. And, and then later I was like, I mean, a couple of weeks later, I was like, were you like offended by that? And he was like, no, I don't mean, he was like, maybe, I don't know. And I'm like, well, what about you when you don't want to do stuff? And he goes, oh, I always say yes because I'm afraid of disappointing people and then I cancel last minute. Mm. And I was just like, which one is worse here? Mm. So let's talk about declining plans. Let's talk about canceling plans. Mm. First of all, what do you think about this rubric of the best friend Mike Cairo strategies?
So I think...
both are bad.
No, I don't think both are bad. I think I tend to have fallen into the Mike camp of doing that, but not canceling. Going through with things that I don't even want
to
do.
So saying, okay, so you're the third again. Say yes to everything and do it.
Yeah, that's what I was doing.
Okay.
For too long.
Yeah.
So I think people go from Matt to Mike to Cairo. It's the reverse evolutionary chart.
It's standing up straight and then it's, and then it's on the ground.
And it's a single-celled amoeba.
Oh fuck.
Yeah, I think it's
people
starts,
go from Matt to Mike to Cairo.
Starts with going, yeah, oh I'm invited. Oh, that's so great. Somebody likes me.
Yeah.
Somebody likes me. So I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and gosh darn it, somebody likes me.
Oh, God.
The Stuart Smalley method. Yes, I think I was for a long time like, yeah, I'm gonna say yes, because like I gotta show up for my friends and like regardless of what I wanted to do. And then it sounds like Mike had that same philosophy and then he last minute realizes he doesn't actually want to do it. And so he can't.
No, I think he knows at the time he accepts.
Right. Okay. Or maybe it takes him a time to realize it. And then there's the Cairo method, who's fully aware that he doesn't want to do anything. And he just doesn't ever want to do anything.
And says it.
Yeah. And says
the important part is saying it.
I don't think there's anything wrong with what you're doing.
Oh, so you're walking it back a little bit. The evolution of man going back the other way.
No, I think it's, if you don't want to go out, that's fine. But I think, you know, sometimes I think you do go out because you want to show up for your friends. Again, there's a balance, right?
Yeah.
I guess, but is it better to say, I can't make it versus just like, no, I'm good?
Like, yeah, what about making up an excuse?
No, I liked your honesty, actually. I like that, but it depends on the level of friendship. I think for close friends, you can do that.
Oh, no. A outer inner circle.
You got to go making I have a big appointment.
I'm washing my hair.
Yeah.
I want to walk back my own thing because I think another difference in our personalities is that, again, you're very diplomatic, especially in person, and I can't be bothered with any pretense.
Right,
sometimes to my detriment. Yeah. I think it's honesty.
Right. It feels dismissive to some people.
Yes. And so I was recently making plans with a friend. It was one of those things where we just had an hour, like hadn't seen each other. Like, let's make this hour work and then deal with it later. We hadn't made like concrete plans. I'm like, what are you up to today? And she's like, well, I was going to go thrifting. And I was like, okay, well, since we just have this window, I'll just walk around. It was kind of like your low key hang. I'll just walk around with you with thrift store. Well, fine. We'll chat. Yeah. It's fine. And she texts me back. She goes, I thrift alone.
Oh,
Let's get a drink.
You
after.
Have to respect that.
Yes. So on one hand, I go, I fucking respect. Like, just
yeah.
But then I was like, I do feel like that was me.
Yeah, you got rejected.
I got rejected.
People feel rejected. I mean, that's the thing. It's like I get what you're saying and I respect your honesty, but the flip side is if you care about your friends and they have different levels of sensitivity as you, then it's not always a good idea to do it your way, which is like, this is how I feel and I'm honest. Like, I'm honest and I'm authentic. But like, you know, if you care about your friends, some of them are more sensitive, like be aware of their feelings about that. Nobody really wants to be rejected like outright.
Right. And we our listener question actually has to deal with the sensitivities. But again, with best friend Mike, it wasn't personal.
Yeah, and he's close enough to be okay with you being. He knows right. you. But he knows Kiro.
But should I don't know, going forward, should I handle it differently? I mean, I said
no, but I actually am thinking like more to the point of like, and when your friend is saying, hey, you want to hang out, and you're saying, nah, I just want to stay in, like, is there a moment of like, why don't, you know, were you thinking like, oh, maybe even though I don't want to do it, or are you just like, I don't want to do it, so I'm not doing it? Was there a moment where you're like, maybe I'll just do it for him?
Ooh, interesting. Well, it also wasn't like he's like, we haven't seen each. He wasn't saying we haven't seen each other. I'm going through something. He's like, you want to do something?
But sometimes, as I've said, like sometimes friends are essentially expressing that by just asking to hang out.
Got it. Yeah, I only was thinking about myself in that moment. I was like, I just don't want to do anything.
And that's okay. But I'm just bringing up the question because we're doing a friendship podcast of like, in those moments where you just don't want to do this, because I'm struggling with this and we'll get into my sort of thing of like, how much are you supposed to be living for yourself first, you know, versus your friends? Because that's always definitely like, I've always wanted to, you know, validate and be the pleaser and all that stuff. But like the flip side is like to maintain good friendships with people, sometimes you're just doing it for them. I'll give you an example.
Okay.
Vegas.
Okay. Yes.
And you still, I think you still don't totally get what I'm saying. I, you know, ended up going to Vegas.
Well, can we set some context up for this?
Yeah, let's set the context.
Okay.
So Fireball Adam invited us to Vegas for a really fun weekend. And anytime he invites you to anything, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Because he's got the hookups. It was also a great music scene. Like
yeah.
a lot of great stuff. Normally, it's a yes in an instant. But now I have a new baby and I'm just in a different headspace right now. And it's just like not really something I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And you guys were all like, oh, you're definitely going to go. And I think that actually also bothered me too, because you're like saying, oh, well, you're definitely going to go because we know you and you have to go to Vegas and you love this stuff. And I ultimately ended up going for 24 hours, but I still don't think you believe me that I actually went for you guys, not for me.
Well, first of all, I want to be understanding of that moment when I guess we were sort of bullying / chiding you. And we didn't obviously mean it that way. But when there was a moment where you were not going.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay.
But then I.
Fireball Adam was like, you must go.
Yeah. But I also feel like because he went so out of his way to make it such a good weekend.
Yeah.
I felt, and I want to say obligated, but I do feel for friendship. I don't want to call it an obligation because that's not the right word. But for the sake of friendship, when somebody does go out of their way for you, it's hard for me to dismiss it just because it's not really my ideal thing that weekend.
Yeah. I mean, look, dude, I wouldn't like get a drink with best friend Mike in LA. And you were like, you know what? I mean, you're
context. I have a new baby.
No. I'm saying you went going the extra mile. Yeah.
Right.
Went all the way to Vegas, even though I didn't want to hang out. Right. I wouldn't even go over the hill.
Right. And then I was angered by the fact that you guys were like, oh, and you gave the speech, you know, and that pisses me off. Cause I'm like, yet now you're saying like, oh, I can be bullied. It had nothing to do with that. It had nothing to do with the peer pressure of it. It literally was about me thinking about my friendships and what my friends do for me.
Right.
And the fact that Fireball Adam goes out of his way to put together such a big weekend. And I don't really have a good reason other than I don't want to do it.
But you have to, you might admit it was, part of it was a little funny.
Oh, I agree.
Okay.
It's hilarious, but I'm just saying. Yeah, But it's also because I wrestle with this thing of like, oh, I always want to please and I always want to be a friend. And I was like, I really just, this is not really what I'm looking forward to this weekend.
Push back a little bit. Like how much of this is you internalizing? I would have been fine if you didn't
mostly.
Go. Oh, I'm saying like
mostly my own stuff
right.
that I'm working through. But I think the reason I'm bringing it up
this is part of one of your limiting beliefs.
Yeah. The pot. Yes. That like people won't like me if I don't go or whatever, if I'm not fun. But I think it's goes back to what we're talking about on this pod of like making room for yourself versus wanting to please your friends.
Right.
So I think that's what our episode, what we're really trying to hone in on is I don't know that there's a right answer, but I think for everybody it's different, right? So like me, I come from a place, and I guess Mike does too, where it's like, I want to please, and I'm still saying yes to too many things, but I've changed my ways in a lot of ways. And I found a balance. I'll give you an example. Jesse and I get a lot of birthday party invites now. Normally a year ago for kids.
Okay.
A year ago, I was going left and right. Now we've split it up and we've been like, you know what? If one of us goes, that's just as good.
Yeah.
And that has been a really nice change for me because it'll get like 3 hours back on a Saturday where I can just like decompress.
Yeah.
And I've stopped feeling bad about it.
Okay. So as we recall, my New Year's resolution was be reflective, not reactive.
Yeah.
In a future Vegas scenario,
yeah,
how would you like me to handle it differently?
I think it's more the beforehand of like, we know Matt's going to go. Like, you know, I think it's the like assumption that makes me like,
okay,
feel pissed, you know, like basically like of course you're going to go. Like, you know, just assuming things about like,
okay,
decision making.
And obviously, you know, much of it is because we want to hang out with you. Like, yeah, it's a positive.
And I'm super fun.
Yeah, so you're super fun.
This is my zone, baby.
Yeah, it's super fun. So, but I
and it was great. And it's all like silly.
You know, to think about. But that's good because you have talked a lot about people pleasing, being the good time Charlie. So it does hit all your.
Yeah, I just think a lot of our listeners, we realize peccadilloes means sexual things. Yeah. So we don't use peccadilloes in the pod. But I think just for a lot of our listeners, they probably struggle with being on one end or another of this spectrum.
Yeah.
Of, you know, how you react. So I'm curious what you think about what I said of like, you know, so you basically fall in the line of like, I only do what I want to do. And I think there's something healthy about that, but is there an element of that, you know, you think, because obviously you got a reaction and you felt bad.
I mean, I wasn't going to go either.
I'm talking about the Mike thing.
Best friend Mike. Did I feel bad?
Or has that made you sort of do any sort of introspection about the way you choose to, you know, it sounds like you feel good about the way you put yourself first. And I actually do give you a lot of credit for that, but is there something to be said for?
I think I could always be a little bit more diplomatic, because you're very diplomatic. Mm-hmm. but, and I want to get back to that. I want to get back to what best friend Mike's strategy is, which is canceling on people. Because I've actually found this, not for Mike, where like I'll have a conversation with someone and I'll, you know, there was a loose plan. And I'll kind of put it in my calendar and then I'll never hear from them ever again.
Uh-huh.
Or they'll cancel. And I'm like, more often than not, like, are people just canceling?
Too many people are in that camp of just like making firm plans and canceling.
Right. Didn't you recently have like a couple friend cancel on you like 3 days before?
Yeah. And it's frustrating because
you make plans based on it.
Especially when you have a kid and like, you've now like, okay, I got to get a babysitter. So now if you're canceling, it just basically makes it impossible for us to do anything else.
Yeah.
You know, so it just gets trickier. Yeah, I don't know. I think, as I said, I think this is like a year ago. Mm. I said, I think it's become kind of a meme.
Yes.
Like Mulaney did a bit about it. There's nothing better than canceling on people on a Saturday night at 8. Right. And I think a lot of people have kind of internalized that and laugh about it. And it's okay to laugh about it because like a lot of people are guilty of it. But I do think before you do it, before you're so quick to do it, just think about it for a second and be like, so who made the plans? And like, when did we make the plans? And how firm were those plans? And how much will they care that we're canceling? Is it going to affect our relationship?
And how close is the event?
Yeah.
I mean, my therapist recently said that when I think things are the way, it's actually just my way.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to be cognizant of that. I don't make plans that I'm going to cancel.
So you're saying you're a person of integrity who honors their commitments.
But that
I am too.
But that requires me saying no to stuff that I don't want to do. And that's a double-edged sword.
And that requires me saying yes to things that I don't want to do.
Interesting.
And I do them.
Yeah.
So honoring your commitments may not be the way.
Right.
I don't know. Right. But I feel good about, listen, I feel good about the fact that I don't cancel on people.
Yes.
And that we found a middle ground between me and my wife now, which is like sometimes she'll go to something. Right. Sometimes I'll go to something.
She's like Kamala Harris. You send her out to something.
I send her out. I send the lesser.
You send her to the border.
I send the lesser.
So what about like not just turning down like plans, let's hang out, but turning down events, a bar mitzvah, a wedding. I know you had this recently.
First time in my life that I turned down just for reasons of like it's not just putting myself first.
Yeah.
Like previously I turned down because I didn't have the money or something.
Yeah, yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This was just putting myself first. Like I turned down a close friend's wedding. It was a week after I got back from the East Coast.
Yeah, it's not gonna happen.
Right. It's just and then Jesse and I debated, like, oh, he's such a good friend. You should just go. Mm. And I was so close to doing that, but I was like, there's gotta be a better solution that doesn't put me in such a like physical, I'm gonna be exhausted, it's gonna wreck my week.
Did you not know this wedding was happening? Like,
of course I did.
So you planned?
I just couldn't. It was a week after Labor Day. It was impossible. It was a weekend.
What if it was my wedding?
I don't want to get into that.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. Okay. Wow. He rolled your eyes at me. I think.
Well,
because
I don't want to. I don't want to.
It wasn't about the level of friendship. It was just like it couldn't. It wasn't.
No, but the level of friendship was high enough that I needed to figure out a creative solution.
Yeah.
So what we ended up doing is we said, hey, why don't you come stay with us? At our place.
So you come to us.
In Sag Harbor.
Okay.
And we're going to take you out for a really great night on the East Coast.
Got it.
And so we ended up having this great night where it was just us and just them. And we were like, that way we'll really get to spend quality time because we don't even see you. We live on the West Coast. And I think it ended up being great. And I don't now feel bad that I missed this important event.
Also, by the way, I thought you were going to say no quality time at a wedding because you never, the groom, you don't even talk to
him. That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
yeah.
You don't.
Yeah.
You don't.
And they were understanding.
Not only were they understanding, I truly believe they feel that we went above and beyond.
And you do get some leeway when you're a cross-country person.
Yeah.
Although I will say, you're going to love this, Matt. Whenever there's a speech at the wedding and they go, oh, and people flew in from Phoenix and from Dallas. I go, don't fuck you. I'm not going to say that my wedding. It was my wedding. Like, you're going to come in. I came in for all these weddings. If you don't want to come, don't fucking come.
He gives no credit for anybody flying in from Phoenix. I agree. Phoenix doesn't get a lot of credit.
Fuck you. I'm just like, don't come.
I do give credit when they go and they came in from Australia.
If it's out of the continental United States, you get a shout in the
speech. Yeah, I agree with that. It should be out of continental U.S. Yeah. That's our new rule.
Yeah.
The shout out for the wedding is from Tel Aviv to Dubai.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not like from Phoenix to Cleveland.
Yeah. If you don't want to come, don't come. What do you want? What do you want? A fucking medal? It's my wedding.
I'm with Kira on this
one. I'm worried that in the past few months, you've somewhat given me a couple of things. Like, are you?
No, those are just correct.
Yeah.
You're just correct. You know, some people, it's like a wedding in New York. Some people who came as far as Buffalo, it's like, that's a 2-hour drive.
Right.
That's the least you could do.
I want to say something that I did wrong.
But it's more a shout out. By the way, I do want to say they're literally doing it more to like, you know, when you go, hey, who here from Buffalo? Right. That's really what they're doing. They're not really like.
Oh, I was going to say it's more sort of bragging. We got people from.
That's what I'm saying. But I think they're just like shouting out the different groups. They're not really doing it to give credit for traveling. They're just going, where are my Toledo people at?
I think that I need to come clean about something that I did that was wrong. I was invited to a bar mitzvah. You were invited to the same bar mitzvah. And I, for the first time in my life, I never even responded.
Ooh, that's very unlike you.
I can't even remember that I've ever done that. By the way, it's also the only second bar mitzvah I've ever been invited to.
Yeah.
Because our friends are kids are turning 13,
right.
Which is, I'm real behind. Sorry, mom. And he had a text me. He's like, I assumed you weren't coming, but like, you didn't respond.
Yeah.
And that was what happened. That was, I immediately went to the Paperless Post.
Yeah.
And I responded and I texted him and then I texted the group.
Yeah.
Happy bar mitzvah. They texted him, but I felt bad about that.
Are we, and this is a question, are you supposed to go to bar mitzvahs? Not that there's a supposed to, but I am actually curious. I don't even know the friend etiquette because this is our first ones.
Honestly, if it's cross country.
No.
No.
Right.
But also I don't have kids.
Right.
Like now that you have a kid, you're letting that kid group a little bit more. Yeah,
but it just would have been impossible to like to fly cross country. I don't think I'm expected to.
Yeah.
For a bar mitzvah.
Yeah.
I think I went to my nephew's, obviously, but outside of immediate family, bar mitzvahs, I don't think you're obligated. I think it's nice if you can do it.
I mean, when, you know, kids' bar mitzvahs are coming up soon. My second best friend's.
Yeah.
My second best friend's kids. Yeah. Like.
Yeah. Second. I got you.
You know, I'd have to think about it.
Yeah. I think if you can do it, great. And I think that goes against your, what we're talking about. If I don't want to do it, I don't do it. I don't think you want to go to that bar mitzvah. Right?
Single guys to a bar mitzvah.
You don't want to go to that. Right. But I think ultimately you may end up doing it, which is what I'm saying. Sometimes you just do things that are purely for your friend.
Right. Damn it. You're right, Matt. When you're right, you're right.
We had to get to bar mitzvah to get to something. It was like, that's, if you go to a bar mitzvah, it's definitely not because Kira wants to go to a bar mitzvah.
Yeah. But let me ask you this. Should they have invited me?
I think it's nice, you know, because you're acknowledging like this is my lifelong friends, that this big life moment, and you're inviting them for that reason.
Yeah.
You're saying I am, you know, this is a seminal event in my family's life and you're part of that thing. That, I liked it. I love that I got the invite for that.
Did you send a gift?
Yeah, I sent a gift and I heard about the bar mitzvahs, expensive. Bar mitzvahs are expensive.
More than a wedding?
I can't say. I plead the fifth.
Let's save this for another episode, but like I have a moral, how bar mitzvahs are now.
Because they're like super sweet 16s?
It's gotten out of control.
Yeah, too expensive.
But it's just like, it's not, they weren't about Judaism, and I'm not religious. They weren't about Judaism 20 years ago at art.
Are you talking about the smoke machines that one of my family members bar mitzvahs? Is that what you're referring to?
No, they're what?
Were the wall that came up to reveal them like a WWE wrestler?
Oh, you're talking about I mean, it's absolutely gotten batshit. Like, unless they're, maybe I don't want to project onto it unless it's also about religion.
Yeah, I don't know. My bar mitzvah was at Zachary's.
Great.
We got to get the commercial for Zachary's. We got to show Theo that commercial for Zachary's.
Yeah.
Have you seen that going around?
No.
Oh, it's amazing.
Oh,
it's
really?
A singles nightclub.
Oh, on Long Island. See that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's elegant. It's exciting. It's exclusive. It's fun. It's sophisticated. It's Zachary's. Share the fantasy.
Dan, you think it's still around?
I don't know. We gotta go.
I'll go to fucking singles. You think I do well on the single scene on Long Island now?
Yes, yes. If we go back for like our 20 something reunion, you should go to like Zachary's. I'll wing you up at Zachary's.
I think maybe we have to do that.
Yeah, we probably should. We probably should go to Zachary's.
Should we get a listener question?
Let's rock it.
Asking for a friend.
All right, this is Asking for a Friend. Guys, if you have a friendship question or ethical dilemma, send it to us on Instagram, Man of the Year Podcast. We will answer it on the show. Okay, this DM came in from Jacqueline. And it actually, as typically, you almost got into it anyway because, you know, you have like a foresight for these things. She says, hey guys, I have an Asking for a Friend question. I have a friend who's exceptionally sensitive. Anytime she feels slighted, she takes it very, very personally. She's also been persistently inviting me to hang out, but I've just been struggling to find time due to my schedule. I want to turn down her invitations gently and kindly because I know she's easily hurt, but I can tell she's internalizing it. Like somehow I don't want her emphasis. I don't want to hang out with her anymore. How do I navigate this without causing any unnecessary distress or further damage to our friendship?
So what is the goal, right? I mean, is the goal to have a good friendship with this person and hang out with them, or is the goal to be avoidant of this person, but like just be careful not to offend them? Because those are two different things.
My impression is that she does want to hang out and be friends with them. Just like it's a crazy time.
Right.
And the sensitive friend is taking it personally.
Right. So if that's the case, right? If you're like, I really do want to be friends with this person and I'm not like just tiptoeing around because I know they're sensitive, but don't really want to be friends with them.
Yeah.
If you do and they're sensitive, I think you have to communicate a little bit better, right? And I think it doesn't hurt to say, hey, I truly am swamped and I want to make some time. But then you actually have to do it. Because on some level, it doesn't really matter if you want to do it, but you're busy and you keep saying that. it doesn't really help. Cause again, like I go back to like, I have a friend who says they're busy, but it's like, so am I. So if you can't make the time, you're choosing not to make the time for me. So I don't necessarily see that as a quote unquote sensitivity. Like I get it that certain people are more sensitive, but on some level, like it depends on how long the time period is. Some level, a certain time elapses where a person doesn't make time for you. Like in dating, they're just not that into you. And that's fine. You know, we all get busy and it's harder to make plans with friends as you get older. And I get that. But if like, it's just a continual one-way street, it's fair to assess and go, hey, maybe it's not her sensitivity. Maybe I don't really want to put effort into this friendship. So I think as much as that person is maybe sensitive, maybe you're not doing enough of like, why am I never able to see this person?
This is honestly classic Matt response. I love it. Found the nuance in the question. It's actually maybe she's not sensitive. I never would have come that point of view. Matt, he's so.
But I want to hear what your point of view is.
This is always a tricky thing because we talk about friends aren't mind readers. Even if you communicate to the sensitive person, sensitive people tend to take that stuff the wrong way. I do. We've all been in that situation where you've just been fucking
totally
smashed and you haven't seen somebody for like 6 months.
I'm sure there are people who feel that way about us right in this moment. Yeah. Cause I've been slammed with a kid with work popping off, like so many reasons why I haven't seen quite a few friends and I miss you guys all. Text me. We'll make it happen.
Yeah. I'm good. But, but you know, and there are, okay. I mean, I think your pitch is like, okay, if you are a truly a good friend, you know, you make some effort, get a coffee, see them, whatever. I mean, I know the friend you're talking about has disappeared off the face of the earth. That seems to be a whole other issue.
Yeah.
Part of me is like, you know, we have some very secure, we're lucky to have some very secure inner circle friendships. And I think they would understand.
Right.
I think you want that understanding.
Yes. Right. It's not ideal to have people you have to tiptoe around, but sometimes just people are a different range, right? Every friend group, you're going to have different people with different sensitivities. And, you know, that's definitely valid, right? Whatever they're feeling, it's valid. And I think, you know, if there's a way to validate it by saying, hey, I know I've made it like really hard to get together on my end. I'm sorry. I'm saying like, all you can do is either A, communicate it just to make it clear, like you're aware.
Okay.
And I'm really, you know, and I'm apologetic. And if they don't take it, then what can you do? But B, if you really care, like you got to make a little time, right? But in making that time, then I think maybe you need to clarify, like, just so you know what's going on. Like I got a lot of this stuff. It's just really hard. You know, it really is hard. Like I wanted to make the time because I care, but I want you to know it's like super hard for me right now.
Two things. One, sometimes if I'm in this scenario, I'll say, just so you know, I haven't seen anybody.
Yeah. It's not you.
Yeah.
I'm not like I'm
hanging out with like, you know, Jim all the time. I haven't seen
anybody.
And
I do think that actually does help.
Second thing is to take one of my tips from a million years ago. If you are really, I keep saying smashed. What do you say when you're really
swamped?
Busy? Swamped. just put like, dude, I'm fucking swamped. 6 weeks. Let's just put it in. Lock it.
Yeah.
You got to, can't cancel that.
Right.
You just lock it. I'm so sorry. This is like insane. Honestly, was that this episode we were talking about, Jeff? When we had dinner with Jeff?
No, I think it was another episode. I don't even know.
Okay. Jeff reached out and I'm like, we got our dinner, but we were trying to get a bigger hang together. I'm like, let's put it in the calendar for 2.5 months away. It was going to come quick.
Yep.
We'll try to get together before that. But like, at least to your point, we were showing some.
Yeah. And I think it's funny how we frame it as like, you know, sensitive that like these people who really want to hang out with us.
Right. But you know.
No, I know. I'm just saying it's funny. Like, oh, the people that actually want to hang out with you.
Right. Yeah. No, I mean, listen, high class problem.
High class problem that somebody wants to hang out with. No, but I get it. People are sensitive and it is hard to deal with that super hypersensitive friend. So I don't know that there's like a perfect solution other than, you know, just get a coffee in the calendar, like you said. But I think express to them, like you said, it's not just you. I'm really busy with everybody else. But if you really don't want to hang out, then you don't have to like,
no, it sounds like she does want to hang out. And by the way, one, thing you could use to express some of this, a voice memo, instead of sending a text, hey, crazy, busy, blah, blah. Yeah. And you are legitimately swamped, voice memo.
Right.
Sometimes I send voice memos from my computer.
Ugh, weirdo.
so that was it. Wait, do we answer it?
I think so.
I think we answered. And also, let us know. Let us, and if you're if you're the sensitive friend, we also want to hear from the sensitive friend. Not literally this person, but people who we want to hear from more introverts and people aren't as gregarious. A little bit more sensitive people. We want to talk to you too.
Asking for a friend.
That was asking for a friend. If you have a listener question, send it to us on Instagram. We will answer on the show. All right, Matt, what did we learn today? And what I was thinking was we learned that we have different styles of plan making, decision making. You err on the side of making the plan and sticking to it. I err on the plan of not doing stuff I don't want to do. Which do you think is better?
My way. No, I don't know. I honestly I don't think there's a better. I think you have to do the style that fits who you are.
Yeah.
Right? It just wouldn't fit my life to just dismiss things outright.
Dismissing is projecting upon it.
Yes. I'm just saying it just wouldn't be me to go, I'm just not going to do any of these things. I just realized that about myself. And so I've figured out a way to do a balance that feels right for me, which is that even though I'm trying to put myself first a little more, I still know that I, as a person, always kind of want to be a pleaser a little bit, and that's fine.
By the way, it's one of your best qualities that you're always down to hang.
Yeah. So try to keep that.
Can I add something that my best friend Mike said to me that I totally forgot about? I go, so you're canceling all these people, like, cancel on me. Like, I don't want you to cancel them. Don't do that to me. And he goes, you say yes to plans so infrequently that I wouldn't cancel on you.
Oh.
So in a weird way, I got him
to built yourself up by negging so many times. Making plans with Kiros, I didn't know it was such an honor.
Oh God, I need to get back into therapy. I'm still in it. I'd actually like to do a shout.
Okay, yeah.
I'd like to shout out to Emma on her bat mitzvah.
Bat mitzvah.
Yeah. Sorry I couldn't make it.
Yeah, I'm sorry I couldn't make it either.
Sorry that I didn't reply. That was wrong of me.
I heard it was one hell of a party.
Yeah. Amazing. Was amazing. Very, very proud of her. Beautiful family.
Yeah.
And that's our show. Guys, be good to yourself. Be good to your friends.
Love you, buddy.